Michigan Democrats have introduced a set of bills called Kids Over Clicks Package, aimed at reducing the risk children's face in social media platforms. State Senator Kevin Hartle said the legislation responds to widespread concerns from parents, noting that more than 90% of U.S. parents worry about their children's safety online. The proposed laws would impose new regulations on tech companies accused of designing addictive algorithms that fuel excessive screen use and expose minors to data collection and targeted advertising. The package would give parents expanded control over their children's digital experiences, including the ability to manage privacy settings, restrict online purchases, monitor social media activity, and set daily time limits. Other provisions would block access to AI-driven chatbots for minors in Michigan. Supporters say the plan aims to strengthen data privacy and curb exploitative online practices that target young users. And its Escola County Election Commission has declined proposed recall language targeting two Mayville Village officials. During a meeting Thursday morning, commissioners voted 2-1 against approving recall petitions concerning Village President Kristen Valentine and Trustee Bo Boyd Shaver, according to the Tuscola County Clerk's Office. The recall effort stemmed from a February 2025 decision by village leaders not to open municipal offices on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays between 9 a.m. and 3 p.m., and a petition sponsor now has 10 days to either appeal the ruling or submit revised language. And as major tech companies look to build data centers across the U.S., communities in Michigan's Thumb may soon face tough questions about electricity costs and infrastructure. These facilities use enormous amounts of power, and while companies like Google, Amazon, Microsoft, and Meta say they will cover their own energy needs, there are few firm rules making sure they do. In other states, especially in the Mid-Atlantic, rapid data center growth has already driven electric bills much higher as local grids struggle to keep up. Now, with big tech scouting new locations, Thumb residents are wondering whether similar projects here could strain our power system and raise rates for local families and small businesses. Some tech companies claim they will fund new power lines and upgrades tied to their facilities, but many of these agreements are confidential and hard for the public to verify. The lack of transparency leaves uncertainty about who really pays in the long run. If large data centers come to the Thumb, local leaders may have to balance new jobs and investment against the risk of higher electric bills for rural customers. And in international news, the federal guidance issued for environmental emergencies, the Council on Environmental Quality, has released updated guidance concerning emergencies and the National Environmental Policy Act. These rules are designed to streamline federal responses to natural disasters while maintaining core environmental protections. The new framework allows for expedited environmental reviews during immediate life-saving operations. Critics and supporters alike are reviewing the document to ensure that the balance between rapid response and long-term ecological health is maintained during future climate events. And in our international news, UK signs major life sciences deal with investors. The United Kingdom's Science and Technology Secretary has announced a landmark deal intended to ensure patients receive cutting-edge medicines faster. The agreement aims to restore investor confidence in the UK as a hub for pharmaceutical development. Major firms like AstraZeneca had previously raised concerns about the UK's regulatory environment. This new partnership is expected to streamline clinical trials and reinforce the nation's status as a leader in global health research. And that's been your local, regional, national, and international news, which you can get from anywhere, anytime, right here on thumbnet.net, as with your school closures, cancellations, weather, and obituaries. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy.